But since they worked so hard, we're...
Prepare for trouble!
Let's dance!
Ohaku or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohaku or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Episode 35, Fantastic Four to Firebird.
The Fantastic Four!
Woo!
Thanks, Elise. The Marvel Universe's most renowned team of superhero adventurers got its start when genius inventor Reed Richards lost federal funding on his hyperspace rocket and decided to take a quick test flight before the radiation shields were perfected. The crew, made up of himself, his girlfriend and later wife Sue Storm, her brother Johnny, and Reed's best friend test pilot Ben Grimm, were irradiated by cosmic rays that transformed them forever. As the Fantastic Four, they work out of the Baxter Building, a version of which is shown on the next page in a cutaway, along with a classic shot of the team in action. This is a family of adventurers. Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman, Human Torch, and The Thing, so the roster doesn't change often. Some members have taken a leave of absence, requiring a fourth person to be added, like when the Invisible Woman was pregnant and was replaced by the Inhuman Crystal, who was dating the Torch at the time, and by Medusa when Sue was briefly separated from her husband. Luke Cage, Power Man, replaced The Thing when Ben temporarily lost his powers, and Ben was most famously replaced by She-Hulk when he voluntarily decided to take a break from the team to explore a planet where he could turn back and forth between man and monster. Also pictured in the headshots are friends of the FF, Alicia Masters, Ben Grimm's blind girlfriend, White Wingfoot, She-Hulk's boyfriend, Franklin Richards, Mr. and Mrs. Fantastic's son, and Agatha Harkness, his nanny.
Aww.
All of these characters get their own entries at some point, so I guess we're talking about the building and the team concept.
But I don't want to talk about the building.
I want to talk about their hair.
Yeah, She-Hulk is having a...
God.
That's amazing. So much hairspray.
I was going to say, that's a can a day.
It's so good. I need this hair.
I wish it was that long, miss, that hair for me.
So the building has a lot of windows.
Yeah, that seems like kind of sick.
I believe it's a cutaway, so you can see inside.
Okay.
They've removed.
Because this seems like a mistake.
Yeah, superheroes shouldn't live in glass houses.
People know who they are, right? Their identities are not hidden.
Well, it's hard to hear The Thing.
Well, yeah, but...
Yeah, they're famous as superheroes and adventurers. They don't wear masks. Their building is right in New York.
Who picked Fantastic as a...
Presumably Stan Lee, but...
Okay. Yes, but I mean... It's just... I have a problem with someone calling himself Mr. Fantastic.
To me,
that's a big douche.
Well, you'll get to trash him when we hit M.
In 20 years.
It's going to be M, not R?
Mr. Fantastic?
Oh, God.
He sounds like the kind of guy who's like, oh, yeah, looking for my trophy wife.
Yes, the Invisible Woman.
So sexy.
There's like a missile or something hanging around on the side here.
It's a rocket.
It's a rocket.
It's for traveling.
Yes.
You never know when you need to go somewhere fast. Mm. And a jet just doesn't do the job.
Yeah.
Maybe that one, I don't know if that one unfolds into the Fantastic Car, but there is such a
thing. Wow. There's a Fantastic Car?
It flies, and it's got four seats.
Well, now I need to know. I need to see.
I love the term unfolds. I just picture it like origami. You just sort of refold it up.
I like that they had other people come in. That, you know, they're versatile. They're not like... stuck in being just there at Fantastic Four, which is kind of their name. I get it.
Yeah, they need the fourth person. It makes sense.
But it's cool that he can take a mat leave and then come back and...
Or get divorced and come back.
Estranged.
Oh.
You don't come back from divorce.
But I also like the fact that their name is the Fantastic Four. It could have been any four superhero. As we said, they can replace them if they leave. But
after all, they still stick together, the four main characters, the original ones.
Well, so they're all kind of related. Three of them are related.
With Ben, the best friend from college, so.
Yeah, it's very family. It's a family-owned business.
Yeah.
God, there's a nanny.
We call them Marvel's first family.
Wait. Aww. Wait. What is the nanny's power?
We'll get to her eventually.
No. You need to know now.
She's a witch, but we'll get to her eventually.
Oh, my God!
Yes!
I am satisfied.
I'm so looking forward to it now.
You do.
Oh, well, man. Her name is Agatha.
Then yeah, why didn't we see it in
Harkness?
No, it would be H.
Possibly Book of the Dead.
Well, she is old.
Oh, my God, spoilers! Jeez! Well, she's very old.
Yeah, she doesn't look young here. Can I just say...
No.
That. Franklin Richards.
He looks like Jeffrey. His head is so small compared to all the other heads.
He is a child.
He's like five. He's four or five.
Also, can I just say that his mother's genes kind of took over? There's none of his father in there.
Well, maybe the jawline.
Not yet, maybe.
Yeah, maybe not yet.
He'll grow into his father. That's a weird thought.
He'll get browner hair as time goes on.
That happens.
That does happen. It's such a sad.
The headshot of the thing looks like a turtle.
Yeah. He looks like he's wearing a hat.
Yeah. There's something
it's
weird
like an
about it.
Army turtle mm-hmm. with like a
I see a mushroom.
Hat.
Mm-hmm. Mushroom.
A rock
thing.
Mushroom.
Okay. So what kind of amenities do they enjoy?
What does that mean?
Like, well, do they have a game house?
Yeah.
Game room? Do they have slides? Oh my God, do they have slides like Google?
I don't think they have slides, but they do have... I know that they have a lot of laboratories because Mr. Fantastic is a genius in every science.
So, every science?
Yes, every science. So
even the science of love.
Interdimensional portals and... Really, the Fantastic Four's bag is... They're still explorers, so... Going into the bowels of the earth to fight the Mole Man, going into outer space to fight cosmic beings, into other dimensions like Annihilus and Blastar, all those guys that we saw before. So they're really those guys more than, say, crime on the street.
Do they have like a garden there somewhere? Like new modern offices have plants everywhere and it's so nice. I think they would have it.
Would it be the workplace of tomorrow?
Yeah.
Maybe.
With slides and it's like... Wanna come
hammocks?
Yeah, wanna come play some ping pong for a while?
When you look at the lower level, it seems like it's more colorful. Is it like their living quarters?
Oh, they live there too?
Yeah.
That's too much.
I don't want to live there.
Yeah, I would want to live with my brother.
Yeah, you can see it's bedrooms.
I wouldn't want to live where I work.
Exactly. I don't even care about brother, sister, or friends or whatever. It's
when
just,
do you stop working?
Yeah.
It's missing.
Never.
You're technically always on call when you're a superhero.
Yeah, that must suck.
I would hate life.
Because Fantastic is just making money off patents. So
that must be nice.
So they have all the amenities.
Okay, but who has more amenities? Them or the Avengers? Because the Avengers had like a game room and stuff like that.
Yeah, the Avengers live in a mansion.
Yeah.
And at this point, so a mansion, that's pretty cozy.
This.
I say the Avengers live in more luxury.
So, ironically, this one is the one that's Stark.
This kind of feels like an apartment building.
Yeah, and under, the pieces we don't see underneath, it's office space,
labs.
It's rented out.
I like that they
show... efficient.
I like that they show that there's a room full of boxes.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Storage.
That's the place where you throw Bolivar junk.
No, what? There's the Fantastic Car. It's there. It's on the top level.
What color?
That's the Fantastic Car that we kind of see in the same room that just looks like, I don't know, a concrete hangar.
I find it very inconvenient that their car would be on the...
It flies.
It flies, right.
So that's why.
Why do they need a rocket?
To go faster.
To space. Oh. You don't use your car to go into space unless you're...
Well, I mean, if Mr. Fantastic worked on it, jeez. Is that a telescope on the top of the building?
I hope it is.
An observatory,
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah. This looks cool.
That's
my
fun.
Favorite part.
Yeah, that's
I want one on my house.
This looks like a cinema.
Oh, okay, I'm down if there's a cinema.
Yeah.
Where's their workout room?
They got a living room. I mean, they have to have... They live there, so...
Is there a workout room? Is there an art studio?
Oh, there's your rec room. It's second level.
There?
Middle level, on the tip here. There's a pool table.
What?
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, it's air hockey.
Whatever it is.
Okay.
It's a game.
Do they have a bowling alley?
They may.
A pool?
Probably.
And there's your workout room's right here.
If you're like
right next to it.
Nice.
I have a question that I'm not sure if you can answer.
Try your best.
Do they actually, like, respect this plan in, like, the cartoon? Like, if they're passing through a door in the cartoon,
well, I believe this is no longer the layout of the Baxter Building. I think the Baxter Building got destroyed, damaged, and they rebuilt it, I think.
It's the old.
This says the old Baxter Building.
But if it's used in the comics, is this respected?
Eh. I mean, depends on the artist. But you'd see these rooms, and probably this was drawn based on the stories. So, here's their living room. Well, let's draw the living room in there. Oh, there's that room. Well, let's put it down in,
it's not
in
like...
the graphic. The graphic wasn't part of the story Bible. The graphic is based on the stories that were told.
So it's not like first level is this, second is this.
Why would you say that in a comic? Like, I'm in the rec room. Perhaps I should go to the second level at my laboratory.
No, but I'm saying, like, if they're in the comic, like, they're in the workout room and then they pass a door and then they're in...
the kitchen.
Whoever's room, whatever. Are they actually respecting that?
Well, the camera doesn't follow the people around like in a movie. So
they're just in the next place.
I mean, suddenly, or not later.
I know. Meanwhile, I'm just a stickler for continuity.
You mean if like the thing punches somebody through a wall, is that the right room on the other side of the wall? Who knows?
Probably not, but it should be. I wish it were the case, but I doubt that.
We're talking about over 50 years of comics.
That's what frustrates me about comics the most. Like, there's too much. There's too much.
Too much.
You can't keep up. Too many there's too them. Much. Well, how are you writing things anymore without fucking everything else up?
Well, actually, that is the problem.
We've seen characters here who've, like, lost the wrong hand in the drawing.
Yeah. That frustrates me.
Well, are the Fantastic Four hot or not?
Well, there's a Human Torch.
You got told.
I really hated the first movie. So
they're all bad. There's no good movie.
Yeah, I just haven't seen the others. I really hated it, and I feel like it's made that I just dislike them. I'm sure they're nice, but like inherently I'm like, no, your movie sucked. And that's not fair. I'm sure they're fine. I obviously haven't read anything. I'm sure it's okay, but I have a hard time.
You never seen the cartoon where they replaced the Human Torch with a robot?
Nope.
Wow, that sounds...
But they didn't want kids to set themselves on fire, apparently.
That's fair.
Okay.
Those were my goals as a kid.
Kids will do that anyways.
But... Yeah.
But they can't turn themselves into robots.
Are you sure?
I find them too contained. Into a box.
Literally.
No, but it's like, in the sense that they have to be four, they have to be family, or they are family most of the time, they work where they sleep, and spend Christmas there too, I guess. I just don't, it's too much.
You don't think a team can just stay together, and it has to have like a, I don't know, a rotating...
Well, I've been with you guys for 3 years, and it's driving me nuts.
I think it's not the rotating part that's the worst. It's just that they are always together. After a while, it must be... Well, there's a lot of rooms. You don't have to be in the same room as somebody.
But you're in the same building.
But they can leave
the building.
They've got other lives.
Go for a trip.
They can do things.
Go for a trip.
In space.
And plus, there would be a child there. Ugh.
Yeah. But it's their child, their family.
I think the thing that I'm like iffy on is just I think they're a bit
boring,
wholesome, too wholesome for me. Mm. I think they're a bit too like, oh, we're the parents and we have a child, and it's just like it feels like, oh, good, a good, nice nuclear family,
it's like Brady Bunch.
Yeah, it feels like a little too.
Do people like the Fantastic Fours?
Yes, people like the Fantastic Four.
Oh, I
like,
wish...
Are they popular? Are they as popular as the Avengers?
That is a complicated question with no easy answer.
The Fantastic Floors. That was a joke there.
But there's not four levels.
And you
levels.
Were making it. Yeah. At least to answer your question, the problem is that Marvel has a complicated relationship with Fantastic Four because of those crappy movies.
Hmm.
They want the Fantastic Four back, but the Fox keeps making new Fantastic Four movies, even though they're crap, so that they can hold on to the rights. And that just started a war between Marvel and Fox. So they canceled the Fantastic Four comic book over this.
They canceled the comic book?
Even though it's the first Marvel comic.
They canceled the
This is the first Marvel comic.
My father had that comic book.
What, Fantastic Four number one?
Yeah.
Well, that's the first Marvel comic. So it's worse.
Yeah, his brother sold it.
Yeah, of course. So now they're bringing back the Fantastic Four, finally.
Like, the comic books.
The comic book. So, to say, are the Fantastic Four popular? Yes, people have been crying out for, you know, a series, even though there hasn't been one for a while.
But the movies are still crap.
But the movies are terrible, but everybody's saying, you know, let Marvel do the Fantastic Four movies.
Mm-hmm.
Phase 4, whatever. Anyways, so, yes, of course, they're popular. But like anything else, some people like them, some people don't like them. They're not the X-Men during the 80s or anything.
Meaning they're not super popular?
That's
okay.
I feel like I like the add-ons more than the base.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, I find Crystal and Medusa and She-Hulk more interesting.
Sort of spice it up.
When you watch a show for the guest stars.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just find it boring.
So they're the people they hang out with, they're cool.
They keep leaving.
Maybe there's a sign there.
At rehearsal, it becomes clear that the unauthorized Fantastic Four musical does not look like it's going to Broadway.
Fenris, the mutant twin children of Nazi criminal and Hydra member Baron von Strucker. Strucker actually had a geneticist alter them in the womb to give them superpowers as part of creating a master race. They would go on to form their own terrorist organization, also called Fenris, which would cross paths with the obscenely diverse X-Men, to their eyes. By holding hands, the twins can activate their ability to shoot blasts with their other hand, but only one of them at a time. Andreas fires concussive blasts. Andrea, disintegration beams. Their personality? Psycho killers.
Just to say.
They were raised with Nazi values, basically, and live a wealthy, decadent, Euro-trash lifestyle. And they're toxically codependent, the only way brother-sister twins are shown to be in comics. With Andrea, the dominant twin, treating Andreas like a kid brother, they're also shown fighting Magneto.
Wait, they're fighting but he's...
a Jewish mutant?
They're Nazis.
They're Nazis.
Aren't they bad guys, though?
But bad guys can hate other bad guys.
Whoa!
And Magneto's kind of...
Okay,
borderline. Yeah.
They just kind of feel like Team Rocket, but more evil. Nazi
Team Rocket.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the boots are doing it. Basically, she's Jessie.
I like the jacket. I wish I had that jacket.
I want that shirt.
I really don't like how the jacket and the gloves are melting together.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's just...
That's bad
cleaning,
design.
That's cleaning gloves.
They look just so happy.
They really do look Euro trash.
Yeah.
Like, I would see them in a Euro club dancing to Euro music.
Only with each other.
And that's my issue with twins.
Yeah, you hate twins.
My actual issue with twins is that it freaks me out.
What about brother-sister like this?
Doesn't freak me out that much in terms of, like, you're the same person and that's weird. But it does freak me out that they're so codependent and always together.
Yeah, that creeps me out.
Unsettling. That's like a weird comic book trope where brother-sister twins...
Stop it.
Quicksilver, Scarlet Witch... No, I swear.
I don't
Aurora and her brother Northstar.
I don't even like holding hands ever with anybody. Like, this sounds unpleasant. Like, their power is reliant on the fact that they just hang out and hold hands. Like, no, I'm not into it.
Well, they have gloves so they don't get clammy.
Like, your hand.
Like, holding hands with my brother? That's just weird.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were like, you know, at the fair, he's younger than you are, right?
So you're at the fair. Yes, all those times I go to the fair with my brother.
You know, when you lived in Gotham City. You have to hold hands just not to lose a sibling? Was that not a thing?
My God, how dangerous was it to go to the fair?
In Gotham City?
Okay, I mean, fair enough. Like, even in this picture, it kind of looks like, you know, when people are just kind of, like, touching hands, not actually, like,
oh, yeah, like, holding. The back of their heads.
Yeah,
are,
I no, don't like
do it.
That.
Don't do it to me.
I don't like it. It's like they can't just not touch each other's hands. I'm not, in, no, I don't like that.
But they have to be so close to one another to be able to use their powers. Maybe and that's even more, like, twisted.
It's like they're always together just in case we need to use these powers.
But so that's just an excuse as well to be together.
I like that they have different powers though, even if it's the same root. At least there's something.
I gotta say that I love the aesthetic though.
And actually, there are differences in their suits.
Yep.
Is there?
The eye colors aren't the same.
Oh, they're inverted, yeah.
And the belt thing is different.
And then...
that's cool.
Boots are different.
And someone decided to fold those boots and did a horrible mistake.
Yeah, they're wearing the same boots, but he's just folded them over.
That was a mistake.
It's a different rune on the chest.
The belt thing on the... Andreas, it looks like
Reeve. It's pointing towards his crotch.
Also, like, the same name.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I hate
like,
Julie
and Julie?
No. Like, that's not their fault. That's the parents'
fault.
Yeah,
what the hell, parents?
Like, I didn't meet the sister, but I know someone that is Danielle and Danielle. That's brother and sister, and it's like,
that's
really?
Dumb.
They're
what?
Both like, twins.
Danielle? Why
they
would
twins.
You do that?
And also, I have.
What do you mean they were twins?
They're still twins. They're still twins.
So, I mean, basically done them the same powers, the same name, the same outfit.
And what I wonder, because their father engineered this in the womb thing, which you gotta assume the mother was cool with. But
maybe
anyway.
Not. Well, she had a child with a Nazi.
I have a feeling she was not.
Anyways, so he's engineered them in the womb to be like codependent and have and given them the same name and stuff. Maybe he only wanted one child, and he was like, "I hate twins, and I'm gonna get my revenge on life."
Jesus, that's so dark.
Well, that's what you get when you're a Nazi. Not what you want.
Did they like date other people?
Actually, she was married.
She's a widow.
She was married. How? How do you marry into this? Like with a
badly
very
apparently
statistic,
because he's deceased.
With a very open mind.
Was like, she just like angry one day and then disintegrated him?
I don't know. It just says that
he's just deceased.
Rest in peace.
He was trying to make
her
it work.
Hair.
Yeah,
it's pretty.
And
bad.
Her mask. Both their mask.
The hair is very 70s, even though the rest is kind of 80s.
Yeah, well, the jacket's very, very 80s.
Is the logo on her chest almost like a Nike thing?
Yes,
upside down?
Just on
see,
the
I
side.
See a Star Trek thing.
Oh!
Yeah.
I see both.
Other brand names exist.
I'm sure.
And sci-fi shows.
I'd love to see this, like, without the... Without everything that's on top of the black suit, like the jacket and the gloves and the boots, and it just be black, like we've seen with suits that go all the way to the feet. Just like tights.
I don't know, I kind of like the red jacket.
I like it, but I'm not sure it would work if they would be in a movie now, like, I'm not sure
I don't think,
do that.
No, I don't think that's what it would look like now. Like, they might be wearing, like, a leather jacket, but not scrunched.
Oh, that may work.
Maybe it'll be a red leather jacket.
Yeah, like, that's what I would imagine
they
would do.
Doesn't Scarlet Witch have,
it'd be
like
that,
kind of jacket?
Because I feel like if you just have the sort of bodysuit, it'd be kind of forgettable.
The mask is cool, though.
It's slightly jokery, though. Like a jestery kind of thing.
Is it just two-toned because they're twins?
Yes.
Is that what this is about?
Yes.
It was just to match their outfit.
Do they get along?
Yeah.
Wait, because you mentioned that she's sort of, like, bossy a bit.
Well, she's the dominant, and he's sort of the...
Submissive.
He's the kid of the two. He's the one that's, like, irresponsible. Like he stayed a teenager.
Was he born a minute later?
Yeah, that huge impact.
That's what killed it.
He looks smaller. Well, just like in the way this is done.
She's wearing heels.
She's very dominant.
He's wearing heels too, to be fair.
Yeah, to be fair.
She's probably just more forward
in the picture.
But
look at his knees.
Yeah, it's perspective.
But they're like, they clearly made it so that like he's very passive.
Yeah, and she's like, I am
even the fact that she's facing us while he's on the side says a lot about the dynamic.
I like that we can get all that from a picture, a drawing.
Good job, John Romita Jr.
Very good. A picture is worth a thousand words.
For real, this one is actually really good. Like, sometimes we get, like, main pictures that I'm like, ugh, seems off. Or this seems right to me.
This one is a good one to represent them.
Are they, like, super Nazi?
What do you mean?
Like, moderately Nazi.
Did they, like, really or fully inherit the Nazi from their father?
Yeah, I think
or
so.
Are they casual Nazis?
But they're terrorists.
So they're kind of just, like, racist terrorist people.
Yeah, and they took their name from Norse mythology. So it's the Teutonic kind of master race.
And they're blonde.
Yeah, they're Aryan.
Aryan. Are they blue-eyed and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Where are they from again? Madripoor? A Pacific island haven for criminals.
You know, a great
destination for vacation.
Tourist destination. Yeah.
I'm going in for March break. Bring sunglasses. Yeah.
Evil Singapore. Madripoor.
Evil Singapore.
It's evil Singapore. That's what it's supposed to be.
Oh, that it's actually supposed to be.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I feel like she looks like that mean girl in school who's like, yeah, 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 no, you do that and we'll be right behind you. And then they leave you to die.
Yeah. Yeah,
the kind of person that tells you it's a costume party when it's not a costume party. That. But she does have like a sort of mean girl face.
Well, yeah, her face is like really severe. But still like a smile, kind of.
No.
I feel like she has a kind of smile.
No. Like she's a kind not of... even smizing. She is not.
I see a smize.
Me, it's like the face of
is
like...
Is that how you smile, Emily?
No, it's not how you smile. She just did it in real life, but it doesn't know.
We don't know. Maybe she's right.
I think
maybe we've just, never really
her
seen
look
her
is
smile.
Fuck you. That's oh, yeah. what this oh, says yeah. to me.
I feel you like wore the same shoes as me. I'll beat you up.
But I feel like the corner of her mouth is turned up
no.
a bit.
No. Which one?
Is it not?
No, which
it's one? Not. It's not turned
it
up
is
a bit.
That's like one pixel by accident.
Trust the artist.
Cersei and Jamie, I mean Fenris. Fenris, hot or not?
No. I just realized they have a shared name.
Fenris?
Yeah.
It's not like something and something. That's they're terrible. Fenris.
Yeah. Because they're
and their
a
whole
unit.
Organization is also called Fenris, so it's about branding.
So they have one name.
The thing is they're a unit. They come together as a package. Creeps me out. Not.
Nazis.
Hot or Nazi?
And the answer is not. I cannot in good conscience hot a bunch of Nazis. Even though the look's kind of cool.
Oh, the look is great, but I can't.
I can't hot Nazis. I'm sorry.
That's a good life
Yeah, it's
choice.
Just a good rule of thumb, I think.
A+ for branding. Aesthetics.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're horrible people, and I wouldn't want to date either of them.
No.
I mean, or both of them,
because
let's be
that's
real.
What would be happening. You would be dating both of them.
Oh. What if you're holding the other hand?
you're
dating one of them, you're holding their hand, and then they hold the other's hand, but then you're holding the hand that shoots things.
What happens if you're on a double date? You're just four people holding hands.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened to the husband. He was trying to hold hands.
And that's how...
He's like, I just want to hold your hand!
Double dating is how they invented line dancing.
True origin story.
Exactly. Can confirm.
Prepare for trouble.
Make it double.
To protect the world from devastation.
To unite all peoples within our nation.
To denounce the evils of truth and love.
To extend our reach to the stars above.
Team Rocket, blast off at the speed of light.
Surrender now or prepare to fight.
Me out, that's right.
Watch out, Chaka.
No!
Oh no.
Dana.
Now, if this wolf had, like, red hair...
it would be okay.
Oh, it's drooling. No. Yeah.
The Fenris wolf, recently seen in the Ragnarok movie, said to be the offspring of a Loki and a giantess. Myth. And is apparently the inspiration for the big bad wolf of the fairy tales.
Mm.
He's also responsible for biting off Tyr, the god of war's hand. We've seen him before. When Fenris reached maturity, the Asgardian gods tried to keep it tied up by forging thicker and stronger chains. But Fenris broke them all until Odin asked the dwarves to produce an unbreakable silk string. The prophecy of Ragnarok says he will devour Odin at the end of time. Fenris can appear as a normal-sized wolf or shape change into almost any kind of creature, even a person. He possesses human intelligence, but none of his father's cleverness. If freed, he would just start killing as many Asgardians as possible. He's been angry at them for millennia.
I just actually thought of the fact that Loki and a giantess created a wolf.
How do you have sex with a giant?
But also, how does a giant, like two humanoid things, created a wolf?
Myth.
Mythology!
Yeah, at least the eight-legged horse thing was still with a horse.
There's a horse in the equation somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
What was the eight-legged, like, what?
Loki gave birth to an eight-legged horse.
What do you mean he gave birth to? He's a man! Again, there's one legend that Aphrodite came from the penis of Zeus that fell in the water and she came out in a seashell.
Myth.
Someone gives birth from a thigh. Come on.
Yeah.
Mythology, again, it's fucked up.
Why are the people coming up with these myths so confused about how people gave birth to things?
You were bored. You had to be entertained.
They're gods.
They can do whatever.
No, but people made up these gods.
It's probably a symbol every time.
I just don't see the logic.
Needs more that. Back then, what was there to do to entertain? Make up stories that don't make fucking sense and just say it to everyone. And at
you're
some
very
point,
sweary tonight.
Okay, I bet it's just like, okay, we decided it's that just to give them something to talk about, like how logistically it would work.
Yeah, they needed something to entertain themselves.
Maybe they're just trying to figure out, like, maybe she has, like, wolf blood somewhere, that giantess.
And they say that Fenris can turn into a humanoid form, so maybe...
So maybe it's just a manifestation of how awful, awful people they were. Sorry, gods or giantess they were.
I don't like this picture.
What's his personality again?
Evil.
A wolf?
Evil wolf.
He just wants to eat Asgardians.
Mm. Oh, don't we all?
Is it like a cat eating a mouse that he'll eat the entire thing or he'll just leave it there?
No, he's a dog type thing, right?
I know,
they just gobble up everything.
Okay, so he would not just kill them. He would like eat the and gnaw on the bones.
It's not for fun.
I think so.
I like the idea of him like eating people and then like spitting out like the metallic bits of their armor.
And then cleaning his teeth.
I like how it says Fenris's future fate is unknown.
Yeah, like what a blanket
statement.
Well, after
especially
the prophecy.
Especially since the Ragnarok prophecy says we know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, but after that.
Oh, yeah. Well, after that is the end of time. So it's done.
Well,
actually, if you look at the saga of Ragnarok, everybody kills everybody in like a loop. Like Thor kills the Midgard Serpent, and the Midgard Serpent with its last breath kills Thor.
Okay, is
that's
that
why it's the end of time.
Or
everybody
is that Marvel?
It's mythology.
Okay. It's very confusing.
I preferred him in the movie. In the movie, he looked like a cute big puppy.
What? Did it? It was like a 50-foot monster.
Well, it was cute.
It was
a 50-foot cute
it
monster.
It wasn't like a giant black wolf with
maybe
red
I'm thinking
eyes.
Of Rampage as well. I don't know.
No, well, I mean...
I'm thinking of
he
different
was, wolves. He looked... obviously, like, violent and dangerous and all, but he was more gray, less black, and no fucking eyes.
I just wish there was more shading to his body, not just, like...
And he wasn't drooling like that, either. Like, Jesus.
Maybe he'd just eaten.
I hate that he looks so ragged. Mm. He just doesn't look majestic. He just looks like... Bleh.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. In the movie, he does. Like, he moves forward and he's like... Mm, and he's like yeah! Like I could cuddle that puppy.
He looks like a malnourished dog.
He looked like my cat when I adopted him because his fur was so dry.
Matted.
And matted. Oh, that's so sweet.
So maybe it's like, this is before he went to the hairdresser. The movie was like after.
Yeah, sure.
He's like, oh shit, it's Ragnarok. I gotta give him a
that thing is, though, in the movie.
Is it the end of time? Fuck! I need a coconut oil treatment.
Well, it's Hela's blessing or awakening that brought him back to his fully fabulous form. Because at the beginning, he's just like a corpse. Disgusting.
Sexy.
So that's why. That's the evolution, I guess. That's when he just woke up. That's
I mean, to be fair, I do look like that when I wake up.
I was going to say, I don't look far off from that. More makeup, though.
It's just the eyes. The eyes, I can't.
Okay,
I
like them.
Okay. Is it better?
Yes, it is, actually.
Okay, but, like, hide the body, right?
Yeah.
We're already hiding the face.
Hide everything.
The face, the body.
He looks like a bat.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. The ears.
Oh.
And the nose, it looks like a bat nose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a bat dog?
Aww.
No, bat
Bat dog. Bat dog.
he even looks like he has like a kind of vampire-y kind of mouth.
He's a bad wolf.
He's the bad wolf. Yeah.
It's not. It's very bat-like, which I think is why I like it.
So is the Fenris like wolf that hot or not?
Not. I mean,
I find it odd to rate an animal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. After this, all we've been through.
This is the day it pushes too far.
I like the fact that he's important.
I look for that in a mate.
I look for someone in a mate. If you're not in a prophecy, don't even talk to me.
He can turn into people, so.
What? I wish we had a picture of the people version.
I think that's random.
Is he handsome?
Oh. Does he have long black hair?
Yeah, that's like. Is he all dark and mysterious?
No, I mean, yeah, probably.
Does he look like his father?
It's just a bat face, but with like a human body.
Oh my god!
My whole relationship with wolves is so complex.
Yeah, because you say you don't like them, but then you do.
I love to like hate them, else. And I hate to love them. Yes, that's basically the story of my life.
It's like when we find the day where, like, Joe's is going to move in the ocean.
No.
Yeah, in a seagull sanctuary.
It's just gross. I like
the
ocean. The sanctuary is just like old McDonald's.
McDonald's parking lot.
Close to the sea.
Yeah. That sounded like seagulls.
I want seagulls like playing chess or something.
I don't want seagulls.
Yeah, in their old age.
They're old seagulls chatting about the 1800s.
I wish not that to happen.
Like, once I found a whole piece of pizza.
I couldn't lift it, but I found it.
I found it. I nibbled a bit of it.
Back to Fenris. Can you speak?
Sure.
Does his voice, it's like, raw.
Okay.
No, is it like raspy though?
As usual, this is a comic book. No auditory component.
Like, okay, you know what? The fact that he speaks makes it the...
I don't know. Is it like what's the dragon, the hobbit?
Smaug?
Smaug. Yeah. Is it like a Smaugy voice? Smaug.
I feel like
but like in your head when you hear a voice, because that's apparently a thing.
I feel like evil animals always have like a kind of serpent-y... Like even Smaug has that.
Because he's a serpent.
He's a dragon!
Not a reptile!
He's a reptile.
Not a serpent!
They call it the Great War.
Get your reptile shit together!
You get your reptile shit together. I've been playing Dungeons and Dragons since I was yay high.
No, but I feel like even... Like, what kind of voice does the goat have in The Witch? Like, I feel like he'd have that kind of voice.
It's like a deep, like,
yeah,
rumbling
usually it's
kind of
like
voice.
Really low.
Okay, let's audition people.
Send your tapes.
It's a hot.
So it's a hot now?
It was a hot from the start for me. It reminds me of a character in anime, so I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm also a hot.
I don't know. I actually don't. I like it and I hate it.
Choose.
Is it dumb that this wolf got more love than the Fantastic Four?
That seems accurate, though.
I mean,
yes, it is.
Weird. I'm saying not, but I don't want to ever see it.
No,
like I don't want to encounter it.
At the end of times, right. Like
you see, that's the thing. You encounter him and you're dead.
You're just fans of Norse mythology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And wolves
and pups, there not wolves, pups.
Ooh, what the beauty!
Firebird.
Mm-hmm. It's a bird, it's a bird, it's a bird.
That it's a lady. Look at how beautiful she is.
Bonita Juarez was walking in the desert near Albuquerque, New Mexico, when a ball of cold fire dropped from the sky right in front of her. Bathed in its radiation, she discovered she had the power to project heat and flames from her body, which also allowed her to fly. Believing the ball of fire to be a manifestation of the American Indian legend of the Firebird, she made a costume and started helping people in the American Southwest under that name. At this point in her life, Bonita is a naive girl struggling to understand her powers. Having been raised as a Catholic, she would later come to believe that the powers came from God, which made it her responsibility to use them for good. She's also shown fighting a villain called Master Pandemonium.
That's a good name.
You'll get an entry.
Oh my god, yes.
Beauty. Oh, the hair.
This is basically you.
This is hair goals 100%.
Oh, I love the tiara thing. I love the outfit. I love everything about it. The only thing missing is actually a firebird that she could ride on.
I don't like the chest piece.
It doesn't look very
convenient.
It's not, that's for sure.
That's okay. It's not meant to be convenient. It's meant to showcase.
Collarbone, though.
Is she flying because of heat or the fire?
There seems to be fire, okay.
She gets a lift from the
fire in her
from
cry.
The heat.
Oh no! Is it cold fire that she shoots?
No, it's fire.
It's fire. Okay.
Well, I was all confused by the fact that it was a cold fireball.
I don't know if I like the line in the middle, though.
Me, it's not the line as much as the weird bikini bottom that's just, like, floating. Yeah. That,
I think that's what's weird.
If it was it the line like going and, like, dispersing, it must be some, like, another way to do this.
I think I wish it wasn't so dipped. Towards the crotch.
It looks like underwear. Yeah. I think that's what sort of I don't like.
And that's what they aimed
for. Yeah, it looks like a thong. That's what a thong looks like.
Yes. And I think like it's a bit weird.
I like that her boots are sort of like wings.
Ooh. It matches her chest piece.
And gloves.
It's also
She made her own costume. That's a nice detail.
My god, she's talented.
It's also like fiery.
Yeah, the pointiness is kind of like flames.
But also, you still see a bird.
Yeah.
Like on the chest piece. Yeah. It's like, she did everything she needed without going over the top like we've seen on other people.
That chest piece is a little over the top.
It's just in the right way.
Well, without the chest piece, it would be too boring.
No, I think it's just enough over her top.
I don't know. I just can't. You think she was like, got my powers from God, so I gotta hide the boobs a little bit.
Maybe.
But there's not enough cross. I was sure you were going to see crotch. So sure. Okay, I can't get over the headpiece. I just love this sort of headpiece. I love it so much.
This is how I actually picture Amelie. Like, in my head, that's what she looks like.
I'm going to cry. I love it so much.
Jose, can you... I'm making this for Halloween, I've decided.
Okay.
Yeah, this is
see you in October! Okay.
So now we need to figure the theme to fit this advice that I already planned.
Fire!
Because, like, you could do this without it being too difficult. She made it herself.
It's a theory. We can all do it.
But maybe she's secretly a seamstress at the age of two. Which
she's
I am
a,
not.
She's a social worker, too.
Oh. And Psy Seamstress.
I feel like she's a very good person.
Yeah.
She sounds like a really nice, good, like, honest, good person.
She's not that tall, either. She's 5'5".
Oh, my God. She's just, like, slightly taller than you.
Yeah.
And that's probably just the heels.
There is no heel.
I feel like, I don't know if it's her, like, origin that she's not, like, part of the whole, like, superhero culture. I think she's more like her own kind of thing. Her pose, it's so like personal and not like I'm a superhero. It's like, look at me doing my thing.
I'll just be here posing.
I don't know, she just like
I feel like there's something slightly Wonder Woman-ish about it.
Yeah, definitely.
It's the colors
and I think the headpiece
and the hair. Absolutely.
But it's kind of nice that you can tell like she's not wearing that much makeup either. It's like pretty natural. Like she just seems cool, like just relaxed.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine being a superhero and having to do a really heavy makeup look before you go help people?
And then you sweat and it just drips all over. Well, it was like the girl that dyed her hair every time there was crime.
Oh yeah.
With one bottle of dye.
Is she, like, successful? Like, is she, like, good? Do people, like...
Go, yay, Firebird?
Yeah.
Mm, she's in a small market. She was a member of the Texas Rangers for a while. She was in the... Kind of attached to the West Coast Avengers. That's not really where all the action is.
Mm. Okay.
New Mexico isn't, like, supervillain central.
So it's more, like, small-time crime stuff and maybe this weird guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Firebird hot or not?
I think she's great.
She's so hot.
She's beautiful.
She looks like just the kindest like person.
I'm glad she's a superhero.
I'm glad we saw her today.
We had some of these powers stumbled upon her.
Yeah, a lot of heroes are assholes. She's just was like, you know what? This is gonna help me help even more people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was already helping people by being a social worker.
And I didn't become evil because of it.
And now I help people with fire.
That's always the best life, though. Helping with fire.
And I want her to come to our next camping trip.
Oh, she'd be so useful.
I should start my own team. Let's show them what we can do.
Art credits, Fantastic Four by John Byrne, Fenris by John Romita Jr., Fenris Wolf by Walt Simonson, and Firebird by Jerry Ordway.
The Fantasticast is your guide to the Fantastic Four from the beginning of the Marvel Age of Comics in 1961 onwards.
Each week, Steve Lacy and Andy Leyland cover every issue, spin-off, guest appearance and cameo, and more.
And in 2015, we begin our journey through the decade that Taste forgot. The 1970s.
Join us as we take a look at
the departure of Jack Kirby and Stan Lee,
the Kree-Skrull War,
the arrival of Marvel Team-Up,
Bill Murray as the Human Torch,
creators including Roy Thomas, George Perez, Marv Wolfman, Jerry Conway, Rich Buckler and John Byrne,
and of course, Marvel 2-in-1.
All this and more at ffcast.libsyn.com and on iTunes and Stitcher.
The Fantastic Cast.
Insert catchy tagline here. Wait, what?
Female bag?
Woo!
We are talking about episode 34, Enforcers, Eternals, Eternity, and the Falcon. Mm-hmm. So let's look at fireandwaterpodcast.com. Here, Chris Franklin says, it never occurred to me that Falcon's outfit looks a bit like that of a wrestler, but I can see it. He could even have the bird as a mascot like Coco Beware, I think that was his name, with the look of the Ultimate Warrior somewhat. I think Anthony Mackie said he'd be down to wear the classic comic costume, and I would love to see it. I never cared for the Snap Wilson retcon. It seemed to play into black stereotypes, casting the formerly good-natured Sam as a one-time pimp or pimp-like hoodlum. Mm-hmm. Once again, the movies trump the comics, giving us a Falcon who was a soldier, helping soldiers deal with PTSD and other combat or post-combat problems. Speaking of the movies, it's so weird to think of Thanos as just being some deceased headshot when he's currently the epitome of all the things bad at Marvel. And Kurt Onstott says, the ladies asked if Falcon has a connection to all birds. While in the comics that are concurrent with the handbook, he only has a connection to Redwing. In the most recent comics, that has expanded to being a connection with all birds, which has made him very good at tracking people. And I sort of remembered when I was reading this, I sort of remembered that there is a Redwing in the movies. In Civil War, when they were in whatever is that desert town and they're tracking Crossbones, he uses a sort of robot.
Oh, right.
A sort of drone. Yeah. And that drone is called Redwing.
At the really beginning of the movie,
So it's a robot Redwing. Mike Dennis says, a bad joke alert. Dating Eternity would be a long-term relationship. End of alert. Lastly, Falcon's wing motif on his abs look like antlers to me, so it looks like he's smuggling a reindeer in his pants.
I love smuggling a reindeer in his pants. I love it.
Mike W. from Saskatchewan says, I like the philosophical discussion of Eternity. Now, I have to confess, I have a soft spot for the new Enforcers, the two later ones, Snake and, what are they called?
Snake Marston. Snake and Hammer.
Snake and Hammer. It sounds like some sort of soap. I have to confess I have a soft spot for the new Enforcers because I love the comic they first appeared in. Ange says, the Eternals seem like Kirby's less effective Marvel riff on the fourth world. As such, I wonder if Siskoid can take a side visit to one of the anniversary shows comparing the Eternals to the New Gods and asking which group is hotter. No, I won't do that. That's going to take ages. That said, now all I can picture is Ajax on his knees cleaning the toilet. In fact, the poofy thing on the front of his helmet could be a toilet brush.
Absolutely. Oh, dear God.
He makes me think of the king in Katamari now.
Oh. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Do not get reference. Eric says, agree with the comment that the enforcers seem like they came out of a 30s movie, even when they were created in the 1960s. There was a definite old-school sensibility to them. And what was old-school in the 1960s is, well, I guess ancient history is the most appropriate phrase for today. That is why I like them so much. Eternals, it speaks volumes about Jack Kirby's sense of design that even the throwaway background characters are so visually interesting. I, too, want to know more about that woman in pink-purple outfit in the crowd shot. Brian Linton says, love the show, entertaining even when one finds oneself in Stockton, California. Okay.
That's good to know.
Dire straits here.
He says, trust me, you have to work harder to amuse me when I'm here. You guys managed it.
Aww.
Sorry, Stockton. Tim Price.
Yeah, Tim Price.
Yeah, now he's signing it, Tim Price. Woo! Now. He says, the enforcers stole the show, even if they didn't get a hot. When the gang started discussing who was which enforcer, I'm thinking group cosplay for next Halloween. That would be a riot. I'm glad the squad gave Falcon the thumbs up. He's been a favorite of mine for a long time, and I seriously geek out every time Anthony Mackie's on screen. Mm-hmm. Like Chris Evans as Cap, Mackie has embraced the role of Sam Wilson far beyond expectations. Martin Gray says, it's remarkable that with around 30 characters, there's not one even vaguely attractive Eternal. The Enforcers are no real threat to Spider-Man, and even less are they style icons. No, Eternity would get on my tits.
Oh, yeah.
He'd always be there. I need space sometimes, but not the kind that's on a cosmic body stocking. And he asks for more from Tim's twosome. Please. So let's go back to Tim Price, who asked his girls about rule or drool for each of the characters.
We have a spinoff.
Yeah. Enforcers. Drool, except for Fancy Dan. He rules, especially the color of his suit.
Oh, yes.
Perfect.
Tim says, my brother's name is Dan, so of course they said Uncle Dan isn't very fancy. Eternals, rule. It reminds them of Greek mythology, which they love. Eternity, rule. He's not just the center of the universe, he is the universe, they said. And for Falcon, rule. He looks cool. I want to talk to Falcons. Is the quote.
I love that it went from, they love Greek mythology, to, I want to talk to birds.
That show is not that different from this one.
Just no shorter.
Let's look at Facebook. Likes and shares from Aaron Henley, Brian Linton, Chris Franklin, David Walker, D-Bash, Gotham Shoren of Pop to Pixels Podcast, Guillaume Berube, Jonathan Brown, Max Romero, Max Traver, Rich Matsumoto, Ryan Daly, Shag Matthews, and on Google Plus, Gene Hendricks at the Hammer Strikes. And I expect some comments from Gene Hendricks on this one because he's our Norse mythology expert.
Ah.
So let us know what...
educate us.
Yeah, I guess I just said words when it came to the Fenris Wolf. on Twitter, retweets and favorites from the uncanny Abel Pizzilla, Ange, who said, listening and reading now that he's bought the issues. And then who else? Anthony Durso, who says, I refuse to recognize Hammer Harrison and Snake Marston as members of the Enforcers.
Okay.
Jesus.
He's a purist. Anthony people Joseph.
Feel, huh? People feel very strongly about comics, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes too strongly. Anthony Joseph, Chris, Coffee and Comics, Comic Reflections, Dr. G Nerdologist, Earth 2 Chris, Gord Tolton, The Irredeemable Shag at Firestorm Fan, Jared Albrick, The Yard Sale Artist, Justice's First Dawn, Connell, Legion Bloggers, Max Romero with Plastic Man, MotuCast, Nathaniel Wayne, Paul Matthew Carr, Reggie, Rob Kelly, creative of all those podcasts, Russell Rosenkild, Ryan Daly, Scott X, Steve Sellers, The 108th Sage, Tim Price, Tony Wolf, Vanderlei M. Costa, Warlock Thanos Podcast, and Will Fish.
You made it sound so easy, I hate you.
Mm. Yeah, I do this for, you know, 4 podcasts.
Good job.
You said Tim Price.
So. I said Tim Price.
Yeah. It's the only one that counts.
It's the only one that we actually listen for.
Oh, that's not true.
That's not true.
No, it's the only one that our ear catches, is what I'm saying.
I know.
Yeah, we just feel bad.
I have a few names that I'm like, oh yeah, that guy. I have no idea what you look like, but I remember your name. Cool. Talking to you, Guillaume Derby.
All right, say goodbye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Ta-ta.
Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire & Water Network website, the Fire & Water Network Facebook page,
or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you about, well, I guess these four characters and concepts, but on the show in general. Until next time, be hot, don't be not.
Balls.
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 It is funny.